There's been an increasing interest in Confederate monuments that stand in town squares, capitals, and cemeteries across the country. Some want to see them removed, others blanch at that idea. The East Valley NAACP says 6 Confederate monuments currently stand in Arizona, one near the entrance to the state capitol. And today the group is calling on Governor Doug Ducey to remove all Confederate monuments on public lands because they say keeping them is akin to celebrating the Confederacy. KJZZ's Mariana Dale is in downtown Phoenix for the announcement taking place this morning. Mariana, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So the speaker seemed to be very direct toward the governor. What were some of the strongest statements you heard today?
Really, they are looking on Governor Doug Ducey to, with his executive power, order the removal of these 6 monuments on state land. They point to an effort a couple of years ago to rename the Arizona Jefferson Memorial Highway. They said that they received lip service at that time. They had his vocal support, but he didn't make any concrete action. And so they really want the governor to use his office's power to have these monuments removed from public land.
And apparently State Representative Reginald Boulding said that the governor had said some things to him in the past. I'm going to call it perhaps lip service. And he wants the governor to come out and say something directly. Is that part of this meeting? Are they hoping the governor will come out firmly in some way?
Yes, this was very much directed at Governor Doug Ducey's office. There's been some statements. People have said if this needs to be done, we should be going to citizens, some kind of referendum, maybe legislation out of the state legislature. But really, they want the governor to make this happen and make it happen right now. I think people think that it's time for action and that to just talk about it isn't enough, especially when we see states like Louisiana actively moving to remove Confederate memorials.
Mariana, you mentioned that stretch of highway. Did other monuments come up specifically this morning?
Yes. So there is a monument that is across the street from the state capitol. You'll notice that these 6 monuments we're talking about are all on public land. The argument being made that taxpayers don't really have a choice but to help maintain these monuments, whether they like them or not. And so that's what the focus has really been on today.
And Mariana, finally, I'm not sure that there's an easy answer to this, but you did mention Louisiana. Was there something in particular about the timing of this? Is this something that many NAACP groups across the country are saying, now is the time, we've waited too long, we need to be more aggressive about this?
Yeah, I think people see a rising tide of support for the removal of these memorials. Arizona, Reginald mentioned that Arizona really had a chance to be a leader 2 years ago when renaming the Jefferson Memorial on U.S. Highway 60, but the state chose not to. And now we're looking to be following behind really strongholds in the South, like Louisiana, in removing these monuments. And so I think that they believe that we can kind of continue this trend of having these memorials removed.
KJZZ's Mariana Dale joining us live from downtown Phoenix. Mariana, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.